with warmer temperatures comes more outdoor work. And when you have any work to be done around the house or around your business property, there's only one place to go in the state of Vermont, and that's Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They have convenient locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're also across the pond in Rouse's Point, New York, as well. Our guy Kyle runs things over in the St. Albans location, and he is here with us now to answer our questions and give us the skinny at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. Kyle, happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday. I'm doing well. Hopefully everybody had a restful weekend, and they're back at it full force today.
People outside doing projects, a lot of people putting in decks, staining decks, painting decks. You're getting a lot of decking questions, I know.
Yeah, we are getting a lot of decking questions. And, you know, kudos to the people who come in. They're ready with their questions. You know, a lot of times I'll have to bounce some questions off of people, even if they think that they might be getting the correct thing. The correct thing like 20 or 30 years ago may not be the correct thing now, and that might not be their fault. They may not have known that something in the industry changed. For instance, something that we come across a lot of times is the proper flashing. So flashing is a very important part of doing any deck. Anytime that you're going to tie something into an existing building, you're going to want to make sure that it's as water resistant and water proof as possible. So we stock something in our locations called Rhino Flashing, which is a pre-bent plastic product that goes over the initial ledger board, which is the load-bearing board that you tie into an existing building to build the deck off of. So it's made of plastic. It doesn't react with weather. It doesn't react with the new pressure treated. You know, there are a lot of people that come in and they still go for like the older aluminum flashing, which may be a little bit cheaper, but is actually going to react with the current chemical makeup of pressure treated. And in a couple of years, it's going to be pitted if there's any left at all. So just come in, ask the questions, you know, get some product knowledge, and just make sure that your time and your money that you're going to put in are going to last, and you're not going to have to rip it apart and do it in a couple of years.
Certainly. And look, decking is so far out of my forte, I'm not quite sure what to ask next other than what other decking questions do you get?
Yeah, so a lot of times it's about fasteners. So probably one of the most popular decking materials we have now is composite, which is obviously a plastic PVC product. And that comes with its own set of screws that hold it down securely. You can get color match screws, or you can get screws and plugs. The plugs are made from the same exact material. They're color matched to match. So you put the screw in, and then you tap the plug over the top of it. It's the same color. You can't even tell where the fasteners are. If you're going to do something like a cedar plank or a pressure-treated decking plank, you're going to want to make sure that the fasteners that you hold that down with are good for that product as well. So if it's a pressure-treated product, you're going to want to make sure that they are ceramic-coated, normally like a star drive or a Torx head are the easiest to get in and out. And then if you're using a cedar product, you're going to want to use something that is a high-quality stainless steel so that you don't get any miscoloring or tannin bleed or any kind of ugly blotches as the oils and the tannins and the cedar react with the fastener.
It's Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. If you ever miss any of his tips and tidbits, you can go to sticksandstuff.com, listen to the Calls with Kyle section, and play back any of our conversations that really go back at this point like 3 years. So there's all just kind of a treasure trove of knowledge in there. There's also a look at the weekly flyer over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber on their website as well, along with, again, with those addresses of all the locations, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, and St. Albans, Swanton Lumber, and Rouse's Point, and all the hours as well. So, Kyle, be well, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good. See everybody next Monday.